I'm sure.
Maybe if I'm wrong, one second.
Referring to the Rashi, the last Rashi we did?
Yes.
Yeah, there is a Maram Shif. I didn't understand it.
Yeah, big Maram Shif. Okay, so I'm not going to look at it. I'm going to look at it for 1 minute. That's like suicidal. Okay, so let's start. We start on time. We're very big into starting on time.
I wanted to know if I could clarify one Rashi, the thing that Rashi, Rebbe said on Rashi from yesterday, the Rashi before, the time of the Ratzu. Just a clarification question that Rebbe said, just if Rebbe could clarify, because it's at the time of the Ratzu, Livnas Kesel Midas Shnein Hu, the Chai V'Chachamim. I asked Rebbe yesterday, why did the Chachamim get involved? And Rebbe said, because the other guy says he never agreed.
So
Rebbe said the reason why the Chachamim get involved is because the other guy is now tining. Rashi doesn't say pointed out, but he says because the other guy is now saying he never agreed.
I don't know if I said that right. He doesn't want to do what he agreed to. He's denying it, or he's not doing it. I don't know whether he denies he agreed, but he's refusing to do it.
Right. I'm saying just the next step in Rashi, then Rashi says, oh, we're going to ask. So then we'd ask, he could retract. Okay, I'm thinking Machlokes Rashi Taisus, but Rashi here says Rashi holds that the Gemara is going to ask later, let him retract. The Gemara is going to say he's Meshabit himself, there's a Taka Kenyan. Yeah. So then invite them. Why is the Chacham getting involved? If there's a Kenyan, there's a Kenyan.
Because he's retreating, he doesn't want to do it.
Again, he made a Kenyan. Oh, that doesn't want to do it. That's not the everything is if somebody makes a Kenyan to sell something, the Chacham don't get involved in Kenyanim. Yes, that's
they
a lot of
they implement it because the guy now
that's not Chachamim.
Okay, that's what I think it means. That means that even though now he wants to backtrack and he wants to. He's either denying he made the Kenyan or he says it's Abba Began. I'm not doing it. I can't afford it, whatever. So Bezin forced him to do what he said.
I said we'll build the wall, but I meant that you should build it. I'm just agreeing to the wall.
Yeah, okay.
Right. I thought that he's defining what the wall coming is. In
to explain what this type of deal is. When someone makes a deal
right,
for
right,
a wall,
right, right.
The Stam deal is for 50-50, not right. That you could build a wall on your property with your own material.
I mean, the Bein Schneihen, that upmach is, he can't come along and say, no, I meant something else. When I said wall, I meant something else. That's what the Chacham would come along and say, I'll explain what a wall is, Gvil, Guzzes.
Okay, maybe. Maybe.
Okay, I just want to clarify because maybe it's, okay.
Okay. All right. Let's go over the next Rashi again. So the Gemara says again. So we're in the Manda Amar that Mechitza means Guda, and the Ratzu means Ratzu Lasos Mechitza. Holo Ratzu, he would have to do a Mechitza because Hezek Ria Lavshma Hezek. So the Gemara says, so why does it say and my bonum is like kaiso bonum also me boy, right? Because since kaiso is the same as mechitza, it should use the same word or also. So the Gemara says, itana also mean a mesifis be alma. Come ashman on kaiso. So let's see Rashi again. Have me mesifis be alma. I would say that's also called a mechitza. In other words, you wouldn't call that a kaiso, because kaiso has an implication of something strong, but a mechitza, it's called a mechitza, right? A mechitza already is a much flimsier thing than a kaiso, theoretically. Could be. But ratzu, Tony, it says ratzu. So if it's a mesifis, Mephisis, you do even without Ratzah, because even if it's Mephisis is just to make a Rashi said before that just to mark off the border. So for that, you don't need an agreement. Even if Hezek Rialashma Hezek, you have to have a something to mark off the border. There it is, because Rashi's learning clearly. That's why Rashi has a kasha, that this mephisis is not, mephisis is not a good wall, not like Tysus. Whereas if you learn that it's a real mephisis is also a thick wall, then Rashi has no problem. Ratzon Ktani is going on that they agreed to build a thick mephisis made of gil v'gozes. But Rashi's not learning that. Rashi's learning mephisis is a junky mephisis, so therefore you don't need Ratzu. So Rashi has a kasha for Rashi and the Tani. Chaluka koi. Shembo dim chaluka. Kamash manan kaiso. The Ratsu diktani mishem kaiso. Tila Ratsu parle mesifus. Okay, so that's Rashi. So I don't know. We were discussing yesterday, but I think it's beferish in Rashi. That the mesifus is a junky wall. You don't need even ratzu for that. And the mesifus does not stop. It's not kvil v'gazet. And it does not stop. Has the griya. Right? That's clear. That's clear pshan in Rashi.
So now according to Rashi, when it's ratzu lasas mechitza, what is mechitza? Guda or chaluka?
Wait. Once the way the Mishnah is written,
and now he says the road to the Kasani Achaluka Koi. At this stage,
right.
Then what is Lachtos? Is that Guda or is that Puksa?
No, it's not Mechitza. It's Achaluka Koi. That's what he's saying. I would have said it's going out. Chalas Tavis is God. The Omar doesn't want to read Mishnah that way because it's the problem that Tavis is first Kasha. Tema, to Asik, the Mechit Sain of Guda, the Ibit Plug, the Lachthumi Boyne. So, how we, in other words, this whole Shita holds. That is mukhluk from the mechitza means chaluka. That's how Rashi's learning. I have no idea. It's in Kaiso, we would have read it this way. Okay. Oh, Nechim, what's in the Maymar? That means he's a Mayamba. Oh, Shemina, they may say it's only Abo, Bismarck, Shem, Rice, Abel, Mikan, Yachleko. Then a call Pokos Mesifis. Oh, Nechim, I remember Mesifis, the Ambo, Benedict, I'm a season, Billy Gazes.
Right, that's the third gotcha. I was going to skip to the third gotcha. Says, how could you say Mesifis Ma'alma? It says the very next line in the Mishnah. I call Gemenik. Why don't you go big bill because this reason? But I call Gemenik Medina. So how could you say it means Mesifis Ma'alma? All right, so what do you say about that, Kasha?
And what's the third Kasha? That it's the next part of Mishnah says is less than that?
No, it says, so the middle Kasha, I skipped to the second Kasha. I went to the third, it's easier. Is that it's already in the Mishnah that you build Mesifis, because it says, says it later. So don't have to say it again.
Maybe that, I mean, I don't know if there's such a Kasha, because maybe either that's on a different case, I would say. Where maybe that's where there is a chalukah, so then it has to go call Kamina Gamadina, or if they that was the upmach to do with Gevil Gazes, but otherwise Mesifis Ma'alma, a weaker wall, Rashi would say, would tackle be working in that Havamina situation.
why do you have to build Kamina Gabadina if I never agreed to build the Mechitza? I'm not, according to this pshat, I don't have to build the wall altogether. The only thing is you make them, because Hezek, Ria, Lav Shmo Hezek, I'm not, and there was no Ratsu on the Kaiso. So I don't know, we're just putting there a marker for a marker. The way what's shy of that type is Kasha. According to this pshat in Rashi, they were Ratsu, Hezek, Ria, Lav Shmo Hezek. They were Ratsu to do a Chalukah. The war was only a Mesivis Ba'alma to mark off the border. So what does that do with Minig? The Minig is that when you build the wall, you build the air, but we don't, but I make it.
We're in the Hanami. And it's pretty dochek. But in Hanami, there's not a real hav, I mean, that someone would actually learn this way. But before you got to that line in the Mishnah, this is what you would say.
That's what I was thinking too. In other words, that Tavis is right. The Tavis is second to Kasha, because the first Kasha wouldn't answer. But Tavis' second Kasha is Hechi Motzi Lemeimar, Tamin Mesiz Ve'alma. You could never have such a hav. I mean, because we hear it from the Shemini Miseifa, and also Hechi Havi Matzah Memers Yama says Misvil Begazes. Terence says you're right. It's not a. No one would ever read the Mishnah that way. But you the Mishnah, the Tana is allowed to speak in a clear way. You know, as if you would have written the. If you wouldn't have written the word kaiso, so you get all confused. The Mishnah, you read the beginning of the Mishnah and you would think it means Mesifis, and then you get to. Next line, and then you have to go, but he used a different word. He could have used the word oso. And instead, he used the word kaiso. There's no extra letters, extra words. There's no riboy. The whole kasha was that why use a different word when you should use the word oso. Terence says oso is misleading. You'll figure it out later from the context. So what do I have to figure out later from the context? I can figure it out. I want it right clear in the beginning, right? I know that's what you're saying. I know it doesn't sound so terrible. You think it's so terrible. You know, if the Gemara's kasha was that the Tana wrote extra words, and why did he write extra words? So then I can hear that you don't write extra words for you're not going to make a mistake. But the whole kasha was, you should, instead of the word koso, it should have written oso. Why is oso better than kaiso? No less letters. It's just because that's the normal way of talking. If you use the same word, you're referring to the same thing, you say iso. Tarot says, because iso is a misleading word, because iso would have meant Mesifis. Aye is clear, it's not from later. Yeah, but I want to be clear now. I'm allowed to be clear now. So I should, you know, I have a choice. I'm writing the Mishnah right now. And I have a word, I have a choice of two words. Bainam as a mechitza or bainam aiso. So one word is ambiguous and you'll figure out later what I meant. And one word is clearer. So I use a clearer word, right? That's what I would think. Why is that relevant? It's relevant because, and this is what Shmuel was bringing in yesterday, is the maram. Ask the kasha here, and it's Maram asked the kasha on Rashi. The Rav Shif I didn't see, so I don't know if the Rav Shif asked it also. I don't know, I didn't see. But the Maram asked the kasha that what would be so terrible, and he asked the kasha, where is it? I lost the place. How come I don't see him? Oh, I'm on page this one. He says he came. My nafsib is that. What would be so terrible if we would have read the Mishnah that way? In other words, you're saying that the Torah, you know why the Mishnah wrote Toso? Because it was afraid, otherwise you would have read a Mesifis. No, and what would be wrong if you read a Mesifis? If Mesifis also Hezek Riyah Lashma Hezek. That's the Maram's Kasha. So according to the answer that we're saying to answer Tavis's Kasha, the Maram's question is no question. Because it would be terrible if you read it Mesifis. Because if you read a Mishnah Mesifis, then Guva, Gvil, and Gazas doesn't make any sense. That would be a very bad, in other words, that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that if you would have written Oso, then a person would have thought that the Oso means Mesifis. And then you get to the next line, and the Mishnah wouldn't read, and you get all mixed up, and then you have to come back and change the way you read the Mishnah, and it's a lack of clarity, and the Tana wants to be clear. So the Homer Rams Kasha is not sure. Rams Kasha is, who cares if it's Mesifis? Of course we care if Mesifis. Mesifis is wrong. Tavis's question is the answer to the Maram's Kasha Pashtas.
Unless the answer to those questions is different, right?
Yeah, I understand. But I'm saying, but if you accept Tavis's question, then that answers the Maram's Kasha. Why did Tana do that? Who cares? What would be wrong if we learned the Sivis? What do you mean, what would be wrong? So he just tells you how terrible a shot that would be.
Maybe the Rav learns of Rashi that just...
You run into all of Tychus's problems.
Maybe the Rav learns of Rashi that there's two cases. Maybe the Rav learns of Rashi, there's two cases. Was
that the Mishnah says you build Gvil v'Gazas.
That's a new case.
The Gvil v'Gazas. The Ratzu means Achaluka Koi. So they never agreed to a wall. And Hezek Shena Riyah Lashma Hezek. So there's no obligation to build a wall because there's no obligation out to Ratzu because the Ratzu is only on Chaluka. There's no obligation out to Hezek Re'iyah, because Hezek Re'iyah Lashma Hezek. That's why you can get away with Mesifis, because there's no obligation of Hezek Re'iyah. So why should you be obligated to follow Minhag HaMakom? Minhag HaMakom is only if you build a wall, you have to build the wall according to the Minhag HaMakom. But I don't need a wall.
Isn't Gvil v'Gazas a type of Mesifis? Isn't that how Tosfos learns?
That's Tosfos, but not in Rashi.
How does Tosfos
has a kasha
on Rashi? Rashi
could
learn the same way
Tosfos
learns.
Tosfos is learning that Mesifis is not. It just the Tosfos is making a Tosfos is learning that Mesifis is a Gvil v'Gazas special wall. But then once Tosfos says that, then Ratzu means Ratzu on this special wall because it's not your junky wall. Rashi clearly is not learning that way because Rashi starts out right away. That Rashi says it's tremendous daichik, which is Tavis's first kasha, that you have to say that Ratzu means Ratzu Chaluka. Now, Tavis asks a kasha on that, that this Nada Omar holds that Mechitza doesn't mean Chaluka because then it should have said, Lachlok mi boile. This day holds that Mechitza means Guda. So we don't know the answer to that. We're saying that we're not really answering. We're saying Rashi says that, okay, listen, Aina, we would go ahead. The Gemara means that we would have read the Mishnah in a very daichik way. Okay. But that's Rashi sticks his neck out to say a very big daichik. That daichik does not exist. The moment you say like Tosfos, that when the Gemara says Mesifis, the Gemara meant a sour Mesifis of Gvil and Gozes, then there's no reason to say like Rashi. Then you'd say Ratzu means that you were Ratzu to build this soured wall.
So Rashi's Ratzu means just to make a divide, a split.
Yeah, and so Rashi obviously is learning that Mesifis, Rashi's Mesifis is, Tavis is making a daichik that the word Mesifis is more than Mesifis. Mesifis is Mesifis migav migvil migazes. And for that, you needed the Ratzu. Rashi, who learns that it's without the Ratzu, so Rashi is learning that Mesifis is the same old Mesifis that we had before the Gemara. Not a Mesifis of Gvil and Gazes, a junky Mesifis. That's mean Neyu Bey, it's Mukhra from Rashi that he's not agreeing with Tosfos. So therefore, Tosfos has a valid Kasha and Rashi. One is that that's not what Mechitza means, okay, if you're not answering. Two, that if Mesifis is a junky wall, so then what are you talking about, Gvil and Gazes? And three, well, I switch around the order, that it already says it there in the Mishnah. And the Marana. Then it would depend, like Chaim Gordon is saying, how you answer Tavis's kashas. But assuming you say the answer to Tavis's kashas, like we're saying that you're right, Tavis, it's a bad reading, but that's what we would have said. So then the Maram's kasha is no kasha. And the Maram's kasha is, well, that's a very good, you would have made that mistake. It's a beautiful reading. It's a beautiful reading. It's a horrendous reading. And it mixes you up with all Tavis's kashas. Tavis has three kashas against such a reading. So of course the Tana, with the Tana changes the word, because this reading would be, if it didn't change, this reading would be horrendous. You know, right? I think that's very nice that if we the even if you answer Tavis's kashas, but let's say you answer Tavis's kashas, obviously the answer to Tavis's kasha can't be too good, right? Otherwise, if the answer to Tavis's kashas are too good, then what was Tavis's kasha? So we'll give some daichik answer to Tavis's kasha. Whatever the daichik answer is, so we'll say that's why the Tana didn't write. You know, that's the answer to the Maram's kasha. The Maram's saying, what would be so bad if the Tana, if we read it this way? What would be bad if we would have Tavis's kashas? I, Rashi, has some answer to Tavis's kashas, but they're not glant. So that's not a good reading of the Mishnah.
But I'm the same shot in Rashi, and Rashi is Rashi. Rashi is not Tosfos.
Right, so Rashi agrees. Rashi is not going to deny that Tosfos has good kashas on him. Rashi, that we're just saying, we Tosfos bombs out that three kashas. Your answer is ashes. Doesn't it's not Mistavra that Rashi's answer to Tosfos Kasha makes a fool out of Tosfos. Rashi's answer is that there's a way to answer Tosfos Kasha with Daichik. With Daichik, you can come up with some answer to answer Tosfos Kasha. So when the Maram comes along and says, so I don't understand, Rashi. Why would the Torah not use the Mara asked the Kasha, and he should have used the word Iso. You see, if you would have read Rabbi Aiso, you read the Mishnah this way. So who cares if you read the Mishnah this way? What do you mean, who cares? If you read the Mishnah this way, you're stuck with Taifas of Kashas. I, Rashi, obviously has some Daichik answer to the questions, but they're only Daichik. They're not great answers.
Sounds like structurally, Rabbi is saying structurally that Rashi presents a Havamina of not good reading. Says Taisvis, that Havamina you're saying, Rashi, is so ridiculous, it's not even a Havamina. Right. Says Rashi, I hold it's a Havamina, but it's a bad Havamina. So Maram, leave me alone. Don't tell me it's good. Right. I don't think it's terrible, but I think it's bad.
Right. And I'm saying, structurally, that sounds right, because obviously Rashi has to have a way to answer Taisvis' kasha. Okay. So, but doesn't mean that the answer is going to be that Rashi is saying, Titus, you're crazy, you're Meshuggah, and this shot is glad kosher and it's beautiful. You know, like, why should we make such a gigantic machlokes between Rashi and Titus? Titus, Rashi has a way to answer Titus' kasha that it's a viable Havamina. I mean, Rafi said, and I said too, is because he's saying that, listen, you know, it's a Havamina for the first step, and Enoch you can mess up later. But I think even if whatever, it doesn't matter. But yeah, we don't like that. Pizza does mean good. Because Anachina said Lachlai. So it's a bad Havamina, right? I agree. He just has to make that it's a Havamina. But not Mistavra, that Rashi, right? You said it very well. I like the way you said it. That it's not Mistavra that Rashi will argue with Jesus to say that this is a glass. Upshot. It's of course it's not glad. It just don't. Tovah says it's not even a Havamina. Rashi says it's a valid Havamina. So the Maram who comes along and asks and Rashi, so you goof a Rashi, you're shvir because it's such a nice shot. So why should a Tana care? Why should a Tana switch the word oso to koso to avoid such a Havamina? Words come to words. Someone makes such a shot, everything's the same. It's not everything the same. It's a it's a horrendous reading. You get stuck. You have the Rom Shan and what mechitza means. You think mechitza means chalukah, and then you have to say a daichik that even though it says mechitza, it should have said lachlok. And there's all kinds of bad tachukim you're gonna have to say if you have this reading. So the Tana doesn't want you to be stuck with all those tachukim.
Unless the Ram means to ask that
the
no
Tana
mean
low lacha,
so why should we care?
So what does it no not mean? The Tana is not allowed to use, again, what we were saying before, it's only question of why did Tana choose one word over the other. There's no extra is chalukah. You would have come along and then we brought it. You say it's not allowed to use a word to make it clearer, so you shouldn't make it, shouldn't read a
maybe the Rami is to ask that if there's no Havamina, if the goal of the mission is to tell you has agree last me has. Then the Tana could have written the whole Mishnah differently. Meaning all these dechukim are the way it's written. What would be so terrible?
Funny question. He wrote it this way. you don't have to write the whole Mishnah differently.
So we don't want to have the word koso. So you would gain the
back. So what's wrong? Is there something? Something wrong with the word
kaisel? Kaisel is wrong.
That nivel pen. What's the word kaisel? So what's wrong with word
kaisel? Kaisel is a problem. Kaisel is not a problem. That was a problem. So we don't want to have a kaisel. So having oisai with.
So we have an explanation because I know.
because Oso would be misleading.
No, I'm saying that I'm having Oso, I mean, kind of reading problems with the third place. And this is better.
Okay, you're in time. I think it's a very good answer for the Rambam's Kasha. That Tavis to the point that Tavis is saying that Rashi Pshat is unattainable. It's ridiculous. There's no room for such a Havamina. So Rabbi Shmuel said it very well. That it, listen, all we have to do is say that Rashi says to Tavis, listen, Tavis is not as bad as you're thinking. You're right. It's a Deichik. It's not a nice reading. It's a very schwer reading, but it's not, it's for the Havamina, and someone would have made that mistake. And therefore the Tana wanted to be clear. But of course I agree with you that it's not nice. It's very bad. We don't have to make such a gigantic machloikas between Rashi and Tosfos. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. I think we should go by. But
why is the Glachso's Kasha such a Kasha? If Rashi knows that on the next page in the Lishna Achrina, they answer that question, Glachso. So maybe you could just say that's what I would have thought.
No, but we're in this Manda Amar. This Manda Amar, the whole motivation why he read the Mishnah Guda and he didn't read it Chalukah, is because of the Svar of Lachsos. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara Kufa said that this man, the Omar, where did he get his shot from? Because he, it's not that necessarily the Kasha, so he feels that this Kasha is such a strong Kasha. So how can he come along and say that the Tana would have written Oiso, someone would have made that mistake? You Google feel that you can't make such a, it's not a reading because it should say Lachso. So I hear the Kasha, but I don't hear it like such a strong Kasha. It's a Daichik, but someone might would have made that mistake if it said Oiso. Okay. But the Maisa, it is a problem, and that's why I'm just focusing on the Meram, that the Chayra, there's a nice answer for the Meram's Kasha, that the Meram goes ahead, the whole Meram is to explain why there's some Nafkamina Lahalacha, and if you would have read the Mishnah like this Havamina, you would have been missing something in the Halacha. I don't know why you have to say that. It's just saying that you would have been missing in the beauty of the reading. The whole Shaita is reading. And especially if the way we're answering Tavis's Kasha is goofa that way. The whole way we're answering Tavis's two Kashas is that there's no real Havamina, but it wouldn't read nicely. So that's the exact same answer, same for the Meram. That it wouldn't read nicely, so they don't want you to read it that way. Okay, let's go further, but okay, I don't know. You people think about it. What do you say? Does that sound possible, Sandy? You're too quiet here. Does it sound possible?
I'm agreeing with everything.
Agreeing with everything. Okay.
Let me say the Maharam later on the Tosas has a pshat in Rashi, which is a little different than I think we were saying.
Yeah, because he's not accepting. He wants, okay. That could be. Okay, let's go further. So this is the first law. So now the Gemara has a few questions. Okay. We're saying that that it means that Shirazo Lasos Guda means a mechitza. So bonem esakoyso beemsa. So they're asking Pshita, if you learn that it means that's Taisa says that this cash is only on the Mandomar of Guda. Because but if you learn Pluta,
So then, since the chiyuv, he never agreed to build the kaiso, we're only because of hezekria, so then it's not so partial. That's what Tais is saying. But in Guda, his pshita, since he agreed, so it's pshita. Rashi doesn't say anything about it. If I don't know if Rashi agrees or not to Tais's.
What's Tais's svara?
I don't know. 1 second. Just give, one, give me a second. 1 second. Okay, I'm reading that Rabbeinu Gershom has a different answer. What do you mean, what's Tais's svara?
What's the svara as to why, because of hezekria, in other words, there's shutzfin, there's a din of hezekria. We know it's on both. So what once, therefore, he should have to put it by him? I'm saying, why would I think that he would have to pay for it on his own side more than anything that, the Chacham might chayiv him or allow him to put it up, but only on his side, and he doesn't have to pay for it. He doesn't have to pay for it on the
guy's
side.
It's meaning, what's the svara? So what does someone say? Anyone want to volunteer? Interesting. Rabbeinu Gershom has a different answer. Not like Tyson's. No one has a volunteer.
What's the question?
The Gemara has a kasha pshita.
Right.
Tyson is, it wants to assume, based on the flow of the Gemara, that this kasha is only on the lashon of Guda.
Right.
But on the lashon of Mechitza.
Right.
Which means Hezek Ria Shmo Hezek, then they wouldn't ask Pshita.
Right.
So the question is, why not? Since the Maisa, you have to, you're obligated to build the wall because of Hezek Ria. So of course you should have to be a full partner. You should have to be. So Tavis says you would have a Havamina that I was Hezek Ria, I only have to be a partner in the expense of the stones. But I don't have to be a partner of where to put the wall. So Shmuel is asking, what do you mean? If Hezek Ria Shmo Hezek, and you're obligated to stop the Hezek, so just like you're obligated to spend money on the stones, you should be obligated to give part of your property.
There are Rishonim.
But the Hezek doesn't stop.
Many Rishonim argue on Tisus.
What do you mean argue with Tisus?
They hold that this goes on both Lashinus.
Yeah, I understand. I see also Rabbeinu Gershom, who learns is only going on this Lashon, but he has a different answer explanation too. So I'm ready to grant that there, but the Shmuel is asking, what Shon and Tisus?
Because the Lashon, maybe because the Hezek doesn't stop for my Tisus part.
Argument is the flow of the Gemara.
I know, I understand, but the question is, what the logic? Shmuel is asking that Tisus is illogical. If Hezek Ria Shmo Hezek, so you have to invest money to stop it. So just like you have to invest, you're causing Hezek to him, and the other guy's causing Hezek to you, and you're both equal, and you should both be equally obligated to stop it. Why should he? Just like you understand, I have to spend equal. The Taiva seems to say that as far as spending equal on the Avonim, that's Pashas. But the Emsa is a Chiddush. Like, why?
The Hezek doesn't start from my side of the field. The Hezek starts from his side of the field. Then why should I build the wall on my side?
Why should, why should he lose out when you build the ball on his
side? I see his half, but I see his half. So the hazard starts from his half, not from mine.
Yeah, but why should I lose? So but I have to do something. I have to give up my money to spend money on the avonim to stop the hazard on his half. So just like I have to give up my avonim, I should have to give up my property.
You're hurting him.
What's the difference?
People would rather part with money than with giving up their property. And even the Manyam of Hezek, we is Shmei Hezek, like we just said before, we want to minimize my.
So you're, what I think you're saying, I just want to clarify, to add to what you're saying, is that it could very well be that the Manda Amar Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek is not, a deraisa. The question is that a deraisa dikadin that Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek, or is it like a takana derabana? In other words, if it's a deraisa dikadin, I don't know. It would sound like very far-fetched, is it deraisa dikadin? You have to stop the hezek ria, but you only have to go ahead and spend money on the stones, but not the land. Like, what's the difference? But if that is it's a the rabbana tikkun item as neighbor. So the and therefore they're obligated. I
say the same thing if the chazal mechayev him to pay for the avonim, but not for the cement to hold them together. You would say the avonim, yes. And the cement, no, it's only the rabbanon.
I don't know, maybe there would be some. The question is, what the rabbanon, how far did rabbanon go? They've been the chayim. I'm not, there's really no chiyuv, there's no din chiyuv. So, okay, the rabbanon are forcing me to go ahead and for the sake of shalom, they're forcing me to suffer a financial loss. So, okay, so I have to lose on the avodim. I have to lose also on the makom. I don't want to lose the makom. Your neighbor doesn't want to lose also. Okay, listen, if both of you don't want to lose, so don't have a kozo. It's not like you're a bonnet and feel you have to have a kozo. He said that then one guy who really wants it, the neighbor should share a little bit. There should be, you don't have to be, it doesn't mean you have to share fully.
Is really saying as far as qualitatively the land is a bigger extension than the stones? We're just saying we could have said the opposite. You have to give the land, but not the stones.
Yeah, I would say yeah, I could have said the opposite too. And other than just from the lashon, but it's like kaiso be'emsa. But it's like kaiso means the giving the stones, and be'emsa. So yeah, I would have said, I don't know if one is more than the other. It's just that there's a room. We didn't really get to the sugya. We're just running through. We're just having fun with the Pashut Gemara without getting to the sugya. But the sugya is going to be what is this chiyuv of hezek ria? What kind of hezek is it? It's not a real hezek. No, like someone, I think it was one of the guys in my shirt this morning asked me, what if Lamaisa, a person doesn't build the wall? Whatever reason, would anyone say he has to pay Tashlumim? I don't believe, by Hezek and everywhere else when we say something to Hezek, so you have to pay.
Maybe there's a value because I don't know.
I can't use my chatzar.
Let's say somebody can't use their backyard or something.
That's exactly. I like you to check the shulchan aruch. Does anyone say such a thing that if let's say in America, let's say you have two people have to build and one guy refuses to do it and doesn't try and force him and he's uncooperative and he runs away to Africa and he doesn't do it and he comes back and he locks himself up in this house and he hides out from Bezdin. Okay, so for 6 weeks he gets away without building a wall. Finally, Bezdin catch up with him and they force him to build the wall. So they're going to charge him money that for the last 6 weeks your neighbor couldn't use his field. I don't believe that this. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Rebbe, not to get ahead, but they in the Rishonim, they do use the Lushan where one person could tie into the other. Macharti li or matana li, you gave me the rights or you sold me the rights not to put up the wall. In other words, there is such a Lushan of that's a mumminous dika zuchus.
Yeah, but it's not a, but the question is it a hezek? Is it a real Hezek, Ria Shmoa Hezek?
I'm paying for something.
Is it a Baba Kama Din Nezikin? Does it have a, we're assuming, if I care, wait, I was saying, Sean, in Rafi's shot is that it's like a Takana de Rabbanan. It's a Takana Rabbanan that Rabbanan gave you the because Rabbanan felt that it's a Hezek. Rabbanan gave you a right in your neighbor that he should go ahead and have to build a wall, but not that you can charge Hezek. I don't believe. Okay, I tell you, we're just starting this again, but I don't believe there's any that it says anywhere that if a person did not build a wall, you can go ahead and charge him, or even if you went in and you didn't build the wall, you have to pay because you caused hezek. Now, of course, I could be wrong. And someone's going to say, what are you talking about? You're such an amoret. Preferish a shulchan aruch. So I don't know. But I don't remember such a thing. So I'm assuming that it's not grammar. A real hezek. It doesn't,
it's a grammar. It's potter of a losser. There's a rush. Even the rush grammar, in some days seems to indicate grammar, that it's a riser.
And grammar, let's say you want to do tshuva for causing a guy grammar. But you have to go in and pay him. You know, there's a part that, the grammar's chayav lotzei sedei shamayim.
Right.
Does anyone say here that your chayav lotzei sedei shamayim? If you, and you tell me, yes, they do. Okay, maybe they do. But I would suspect, my suspicion is that there's no chayav here. If you cause hezek riya to your friend, and you went ahead and you refused to build the wall, even though Bezin told you to build the wall, and you caused a hezek riya, and now comes Rosh Hashanah, and you want to do tshuva, so maybe you ask mechila, but I don't believe that you have to pay money. I was lotzei sedei shamayim because I was gerim you hezek.
And
I don't know. I don't know.
And because this hezek to resort to Rabbanan, I just have to stop myself from seeing it. Whatever this hezek is, it just has to do with seeing. So I'm not giving up area. I'm just putting up stones to block the site.
Well, that's the only way you can stop it is you give up area. Why should the other guy have to put up
I don't want to build it. The hezek is...
Well, I don't want to give up stones either.
I know, but it's a flimsy... I'm saying, but it's a very flimsy hezek to begin with, as was pointed out. So I could see where the chia would be just block the site. Well, I don't have to give up land. I have to build to block the site of what you're doing.
But someone asked, like, why stones yes and land no? Like, what's the difference?
I think Yisrael's shot is all mashma and Tosfos. What Yisrael is saying sounds like Tosfos is lushing something like that, because yes, the Tosfos doesn't sound like, because it's Rabbanon, take your pick. Stones yes, wall no, stones yes, place no, place yes. Tosfos lushing sounds like the chefts of the wall you have to get involved with. But Livnois Bechelkoi, the place, not really. Because Yisrael is saying the place is not relevant. I have to give you don't want me to look in, I have to provide you the mechitza. of participant. What you do with the mechitza, if it really bothers you, hang up the mechitza on your land. You don't want to hang up the mechitza, don't hang up the mechitza. It's a difference between giving the object to block the hezek and mamish giving land to build. That's Taisa Lashon sounds like Israel is saying. It's a difference between the wall and giving the chelek. Because the svara to the wall is the chefta that's needed to block the riyah. Where you put it, that's your problem. You don't want to use the curtain I provided for you, so don't use it. It's up to you.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. Hezek. In other words, if it would be a real hezek, then sure, then that would be a very funny start of Tavis is saying. If it's some kind of, I would assume, okay, I know, okay, I need to drop on. If it's a tikkun olam nigadin, so then you can hear all these
when the when the Gemara says like bias is a real hezek. Ria, well, the other cases are Kina might be different. That's different with the wall for Chaloinus and stuff. Rebbe saying that a Chatzar, when we're saying that Manamol's Hezek or Shmei Hezek is not extend a whole different thing.
I would think, what did that mean? I meant that every Hezek Ria is only a takana drabban. Now there's this whole Mishnah, just like the bonus I call yourself be'emsa, and you have to use minig hamakom. So the Chazal Mishnah, this is the whole Mishnah here is it's teaching you hilchis neighbors of the takanas. Why do you have to follow minig hamakom? Why do you have to get the minig hamakom? Because that's also a takana drabban. There's a the Kadrabana, then when you build a wall, you got to do it the minute Gamakom. I don't want to do minute Gamakom. That's too bad. There's neighborhood law. Let's go for the Gemara a little bit. We've been running out of time. So, where's the Pshita? So, these Taisas is Medayik that this cash is only as large at that there are other shayim. This is three, and says it's going on both. Okay, but Taisus apparently feels that that's daichik in the lashon, and therefore he feels that it's only going on the manda omar of mechitzas guda. Okay, pshita. Now sricha they call them chad veratzei lechavre. More the name of motzi omar lei. Ki artile bavira bidetash misha lo itratze lo kama ashmanan. Let's see what that means. What's the Rashi? The ratze chamine lechavre bikesh mimen lechoko bemechitza lechoko bemechitza. In other words, he asked him to make a mechitza. So more day with Kid Ratchet up the Mechitza Daka Nisratzi. I only agreed to a skinny Mechitza. Ula Mute Bavira. They'll stop the breach. Kigon Shon the Sarim. Shudaka. The Hezekria ain't ba. What does Hezekria ain't ba mean? Oh,
there won't be any Hezekria now, but not the Zachi of Hezekria. This is the man of Hezekria Lashmi Hezek, but they're agreeing to build the wall. The reason why I was moida to your time, you're asking me to build a wall, is to take care of the issue that you're asking about Hezekria. So this wall does accomplish that.
Doesn't Avira mean like the view? Like, so I'm losing my view. I'm agreeing to lose my view.
View or the breeze? Same.
Or whatever. I thought it was view, but maybe it's okay, whatever. I'm losing my open space, my open vista, right?
Yeah. I thought it meant the breeze. I was living in Israel. The breeze is very big in Israel. You know, it depends on your kivun, and you know, the people get very excited about the air, the ventilation, because there's no, you know, we're talking before air conditioning, and
it's amazing. The guy saying that I agreed to reduce my ventilation, but yeah. I didn't agree to build a wall.
And the reason why I agreed to that is to get rid of the hezekria, which is okay. So this is the keltons are actually daka hezekria. I'm going to remove the hezekria. But if you want more, I'll tip shechavi akaz v'chalkoch chutz mitav remuot. Avol livnos chayis avanim of the mutei nami tashmishi. That I never agreed to. I never agreed. In other words, one thing I agreed. So, and according to this, I wouldn't have to pay for the stones either. And I wouldn't have to pay for either. I only agreed for a flimsy wall, which removed the hezekria. But I never agreed to more. And therefore, I don't have to. I should have to pay for the stones or for. The makom, what's as far as they come ash, man?
He agreed to a wall.
Why he had to die, and I didn't agree.
No, that's what I'm saying. We're saying that Chazal know what a wall is, and he can't tie into that. When he agrees to a wall, this is what a wall is referring to. That's what I was saying early in the year. That's according to even Lash Mehezek. This is what Mechayv Chacham to build a wall. This is the.
I don't follow. He has a taina. His taina is I never agreed to this. Yeah. I'm only chayv if I agreed, and I didn't agree to this.
Didn't he agree to build a mechitza?
But mechitza could mean a skinny wall. Mechitza is an ambiguous word.
Right, I was saying exactly what mechitza means.
The stam das is for a real wall. You can't come along later and claiming that
the kamashmanan is what that stam das is.
That when people say mechitza, they mean a real wall.
And if he says he did, so it's varish
v'leiv lo havid varish. He made a kenyan.
You're bound by your words. This is what the word means.
Kenyan, not a word. He made a kenyan.
Look at the Rabbeinu Gershon, the bottom of the first cow. Come Ashmedon. To keep it in its ratza. He doesn't sound like he's saying like you people. No? He sounds like he's saying a completely different story. You're saying, Chaim Gordon, that the Kamashman is that this is what you the Stama Das is what you agreed to, and it's a Shaila is whether it's Varan Shabalev. I'm claiming I meant this, and you say it's North Varan Shabalev, and it's a non Sadi, you meant something else. And Varan Shabalev, Lahabe Dvaran. I don't know.
Gershom sounds like he's saying that you're like Machshav, like if you were Makabal on yourself not to do Hezekriya, then you have to go all out.
Right. Now, what he sounds like saying is, it's not what your Das was. It's like when you made the Kenyan was, and I'm a Chayim myself. to be noyeg that hezek riya shma hezek. When you came to me and said, let's make a war, what you were saying is, you know, I think, really, hezek riya lashma hezek, but I feel hezek riya shma hezek. You agree, you're right. I'm agreeing. I think hezek riya shma hezek. So I'm agreeing. And he said, kiddush ratza. But in other words, it's in Mitzratza, so you are Mitzratza to Hezek Riyashma Hezek. You are Mitzratza to Be'etzem. That's what it sounds like. Now that's what you're saying.
Where's the, what's the